Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. That's the unmistakable voice of singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge. For nearly two decades, she's been one of the most visible and outspoken celebrities on gay issues in America. And guess who's one of her biggest fans? Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church in California. He's the evangelical pastor who's giving the invocation at the upcoming presidential inauguration, and whose role there has outraged a number of Obama supporters. The reason? Pastor Warren endorsed Proposition 8, the California ballot initiative that stopped gay and lesbian marriages. He said many times that he believes marriage should only be between a man and a woman. Now, Melissa Etheridge came out publicly during the first Clinton inauguration in 1993, and she says she'll be at this inauguration, too, as a fan of Barack Obama and Rick Warren. Melissa Etheridge is on the line now. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, you've written that you think Rick Warren is an acceptable choice to give the inaugural invocation. Why is that?
It is about reaching across, that we cannot say this is us and this is them. That, I'm sorry, that's my daughter.
That's
okay,
all right.
Sweetheart.
Gosh.
I'll be back. I'm on the phone. You go tell Mommy I'm on the phone.
Okay. So, I believe I understand Obama's choice here. I believe that Barack Obama wants to be the president of the entire United States. Pastor Rick Warren reached out to him, brought him into his church during the campaign, which outraged many members of his church, yet he reaches across. And I think this is Obama reaching back and going, we can disagree on things, yet we can still all move forward. We need to get past our differences. And I just want to make sure that as the liberals and progressives and Democrats or whatever you want to call us that are moving into this new time with this new president, that we do not say, okay, well, they, the evangelicals and the ones that say such horrible things about gays, they have to stay over here and we're not going to let them in. That makes us no better than the last administration.
I want to play a clip of an interview Rick Warren gave to the online magazine BeliefNet a few weeks ago. Here's the clip.
I'm opposed to having a brother and sister be together and call that marriage. I'm opposed to an older guy marrying a child and calling that a marriage. I'm opposed to one guy having multiple wives and calling that marriage.
Do you think those are equivalent to gays getting married?
Oh, I do.
Melissa Etheridge, it sounds like Rick Warren is comparing gay marriage to incest and polygamy here.
Yes, and I don't think he's alone there. I think there's many, many people who think that if we let them gays get married, it's just going to open the door to all kinds of crazy stuff. Just because he thinks that does not mean I have to not speak to him or I don't want to ever be in his company.
And you've actually met him, right?
Oh, yes. We had a crazy experience at the Muslim Public Affairs Council conference. They invited him and me, not knowing that it would be such a dichotomy at the time. So we met, we spoke. He's a fine person.
Did you ask him about what seemed to be a comparison between polygamy, incest, and gay marriage?
Yes, I did.
And he
said he was trying to make the definition of marriage not change, not necessarily saying that gays are pedophiles or any of that stuff. One can draw whatever they want from that. This is what he told me.
Say it was John McCain who was about to be inaugurated, not Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And he had chosen Rick Warren to give the same invocation. Do you think your reaction would be the same?
No. I would be out on the street marching about McCain being president. That would be a whole different situation.
So part of this is also about Barack Obama, in your view.
Yeah. Yes, it's very much, because he is trying to include all of America, because that's the only way we're going to move forward. We are so polarized, and that's what we have to break. And I see him trying to do that, and I would like to join him.
Singer Melissa Etheridge, who will be in Washington for the inauguration in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.